and now with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauch with The Skinny on Sports.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Brought to you by Aspen for Him, luxury men's clothing in downtown Elk City.
Good afternoon, I'm Aaron Kauch, and this is The Skinny on Sports. Brought to you by Aspen for Him, quality men's clothing and accessories. And Aspen for Him is the go-to men's store in this area. That's Aspen for Him, luxury menswear at 101 North Main Street, downtown Elk City. The number 13 Oklahoma State Cowboys were upset by Bill Snyder's Kansas State Wildcats 45-40 in Stillwater on Saturday. The Pokes took a 10-7 lead into the second quarter when Byron Pringle took over the game for the Wildcats. Pringle caught touchdown passes of 47, 46, and 60 yards and also returned a kickoff 89 yards for a score that capped a 35-3 run for Kansas State. The Wildcats led 42-13 when OSU finally decided to start playing. The Cowboys made a furious comeback to pull within five with inside of 3 minutes to play. Mason Rudolph took over near midfield with a chance to win the game, but he threw four straight incompletions to end OSU's chances at a historic comeback. Oklahoma State falls to 8-3 in what can only be labeled a brutally disappointing season. The Cowboys were a top 10 team in the preseason and have managed to lose all three games at home when the schedule set up beautifully for a Big 12 title run. OSU's regular season finale is at home on Saturday against Kansas. Number 4 Oklahoma handled Kansas 41-3 in Lawrence on Saturday. The Sooners started very slow, but eventually took control with this.
Baker's got it. Throws quickly. Caught by Brown. To the 25, to the 20. Has the first down. Still on his feet. Far sideline. 15. He might go. 10, 5. It's a touchdown! Marquise Brown!
Baker Mayfield's 24-yard touchdown pass to Marquise Brown put OU up 21-3 just 10 seconds before halftime. But the game will be remembered for Baker Mayfield's obscene gesture toward the KU bench in the third quarter after a 3-yard touchdown pass to Mark Andrews. Mayfield's actions were clearly in poor taste, but they were the result of multiple cheap shots he endured throughout the game. Sometimes if you poke the bear, you cannot be shocked by his reactions to it. The Sooners moved to 10-1 and welcomed West Virginia for Senior Day on Saturday. Baker Mayfield will not be a captain or start that game due to discipline resulting from that obscene gesture. This politically correct world continues to affect the sporting world when most people view sports as an outlet to avoid such things. The high school football playoffs continued last Friday night for teams around the area. In Class 5A, Altus's season ended in a 20-7 loss at Skiatook. Class A saw Thomas hammer Apache 34-7, Watonga fell to Oklahoma Christian Academy 48-7, and Minko upended Fairview 20-14. In Class B, Alec put it on ceiling 54-26, Snyder lost at Pioneer 56-14, Shattuck smoked Carnegie 73-28, and defending champ Laverne did the same to Surreal 62-14. Finally, in Class C, the Tipton Tigers set an Oklahoma playoff record in a 106-58 win over Regent Prep. Those 106 points are the most scored in the history of Oklahoma high school football playoffs. ParagonTV.com was all across Western Oklahoma for small school hoops on Friday. In Calumet, the Hammond Lady Warriors blew out the Lady Chieftains 63-27. Kennedy Walker led the Lady Warriors with 18 points, including four first-half three-pointers. Calumet returned the favor in the boys' game. The Chieftains, without superstar Riley Island, still won easily 74-42 over the Warriors. Leedy traveled to Fargo. Here's Paragon TV's Mark Ward with a recap.
The Leedy Bison picked up two victories against Fargo Ford Supply as the Leedy girls won 66-48. They were led by Kaylee Weeks, 16 points. Kirsten Carpenter had 16 as well. Chastity Ray, 15. Hawkins had 8. Castle, 4. And Carmen, 3. It was a good night for Leedy as they ran away late with this one. Again, score 66-48, the Leedy Lady Bison. In the boys' game, they won 56-35. They were led by Golson's 19 points. Kleinsmith had 14. Colton Hunter had 11. Goss, 6. Ward had 4. Knight and Collins, 2 each. Leedy back will be back on track on Tuesday as they play at Hammond. Should be a big contest. Good rivalry between Hammond and Leedy. I'm Mark Ward with ParagonTV.com.
Both Cheyenne Raiden squads remained unbeaten. The Lady Bears defeated Arnett 56-28. The Bears got by the Wildcats 47-33. The Arapahoe Butler girls won their first game this season, 28-27 over Sentinel. The Indians stayed undefeated, 57-28 over the Bulldogs. Canute traveled to Hydro and came home with a sweep. The Trojanettes won in overtime 62-60. The Trojans got past the Bobcats 49-34. You can catch Arapahoe, Canute, Cheyenne, Hammond, Leedy, and eventually Merritt when their season gets started all season long on ParagonTV.com. Other scores from around the area, Eric swept a doubleheader from Granite, 43-35 for the ladies and 53-47 for the boys. Sayre and Burns Flat split a pair. The Sayre Lady Eagles won 70-27. The Burns Flat Dill City Eagles were victorious, 67-36. Sweetwater swept Corn Bible, 40-24 for the girls and 56-41 for the boys. Duke did the same in O'Lusty, 71-19 for the girls and 72-39 for the boys. The Lady Tigers, though, were without head coach Rick Wilson. He is improving following a stroke that occurred during last Tuesday night's game against Indiahoma. Coach Wilson has been moved from ICU to a private room, and he's hoping to be released in a few days. Rick Wilson coached the Duke Lady Tigers to the Class B state tournament last year, and he has also won state titles at Carl Albert, Weatherford, Sealing, Hydro Weekly, and here in Elk City. Our thoughts and prayers go out to Coach Wilson and his family. Everyone here at Paragon Communications is praying for a speedy recovery. Join us tomorrow right here on The Skinny on Sports. I'm Aaron Kauk.